You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Okay, I've been off drugs for like a couple days and I'm having a rough time. How do I do this? How do I keep going? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jed Brewer.
Oh, you know it's right.
It's very aggressive agreement. We are answering a question our friend wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and they say, okay, I've been off drugs for like a couple of days, and I'm having a rough time. How do I do this? How do I keep going? And Glenn, you've done a lot of work with people dealing with their addiction and all stages of that. What do you tell to someone who's just starting out on that?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing is to recognize the pluses outweigh the minuses when it comes to getting over your addiction and getting out from underneath it. It's a step-by-step process. It's a one-day-at-a-time process. So we can sort of talk about it as one big thing. It's a lot of little things that get you where you need to go. But at each step, it feels tough because there's a lot of minuses there. There's a good things that I'm missing that I wish I could have back, things that made me feel good. But the pluses far outweigh the minuses, and that's the main thing to focus on.
You're absolutely right on that. And, Jed, one of the big minuses to the whole getting over your addiction thing is that it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But that's for everyone. That doesn't mean you're not good at it, right?
Absolutely right. We're sorry you're facing a rough time. You've made a great decision here. We're proud of you. We know it's tough, and we're sorry for the difficulty. Truth is, these things take a minute, particularly in the early days, depending on what you've been using and some of the details. It's going to take a little while for your body to adjust to a new normal, and it's definitely going to take a minute for your brain and your emotions to adjust to a new normal. Matt, like you said, that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. The fact that it's pretty hard there for a minute is actually It's a sign of things recalibrating and heading in a new and a different direction. The important thing is to not give up. You know, if you wake up and you feel awful, the important thing is not to turn to the thing that led to you feeling awful to begin with. You know, keep your head up. Keep taking it one day at a time. We believe in you.
That's absolutely right. And Glenn, I'll go back to you on this. Jed mentioned something very important there, that it's important to, one of the main things you're trying to do here is break a cycle.
Right.
So what are some positives? You mentioned the positives at the beginning. What are some positives we can focus on to keep us from going back, as Jed's talking about?
Well, I think the main thing is to find somebody you can talk to. You know, somebody that I think in many cases we get stuck in these situations because we don't have, you know, a pastor or friend, a counselor of some sort that we can just have somebody be a sounding board. We can say, here's what I'm going through. And you hear yourself describe this problem in a way that unlocks for you why you're stuck in it.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the other thing on this, as we close out, is to, we've mentioned before on the show that there are things that you get involved in that don't actually say anything about you. They don't define you as a person. We've talked about that in the context of assault and abuse. And that's definitely true of addiction. One of the things we've learned from working with folks at Jailhouse on the Street who fall into drug addiction is you hear their story and you go, oh, I would have done heroin too.
Yeah.
Right.
That is awful.
Right.
This is not a thing where you are fixing a character defect, and to backslide in that means you're the kind of person who's not meant for good things. You have, as Jed pointed out, a physiological and environmental response to a perfectly understandable response to some stimulus here.
Absolutely.
And you're turning that around. That's all positive, and that's to be celebrated. We want to celebrate that with you. And we will give you some more ways to do that better when we come back on the Bridge Lounge.
God, don't let me quit. Jesus, I don't have the strength unless you give me it.
With you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll, Gucci Goo.
That was an interesting addition on the end there.
Let me tell you what, all my old people out there hearing this, they're down with me.
Right. All right. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Gucci, Armani, another Gucci.
Jed, bringing it updated.
Yeah, that's
covering
right.
all the generations here on The Bridge Loud. And we're also answering a question. This came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. If you have a question for us, you can send us to that same address. Our friend says, okay, I've been off of drugs for like a couple of days, and I'm having a rough time. How do I do this? How do I keep going? And Glenn, let's start off by giving a little background here. One of the things about overcoming your addiction is understanding a little bit more about it. So what are the kind of things that understandably can lead to this situation?
Well, I think we have to start by thinking in terms of cause and effect, you know, that these addiction problems didn't happen in a vacuum. You know, I think you might tell yourself the story that you like to go out and have fun and party, and then that kind of got out of hand, and now I'm caught up in an addiction that I'm trying to break. But the reality might be a little bit different when you go back and do sort of a forensic analysis of that and say, maybe the reason why I like to party is I was trying to get away from something.
Yeah.
And if I know what that something is, I can address it, which allows me then to deal with this addiction better.
And you're absolutely right. And Jed, maybe you can expound on that a little bit. The phrase our friends in the recovery community would have for that is people, places, and things.
Yeah.
What do people mean when they talk about that?
What they mean is there are things. Drug addiction doesn't work this way. I was grooving along as an insurance salesman, you know, eating a lot of broccoli. And then one day, bam, heroin. That's not how this works.
I put some heroin in my broccoli. Who knew?
The way running marathons, then boom, heroin. What actually happens is there was a combination of situations and environments in my life that drove to me needing something to help me feel okay. There were people where I had difficult relationships. There were places that created stressors and unrealistic demands in my life. There were things that led to life being unsustainable. And out of that combination of rough relationships and rough environments, I was looking for something to medicate myself. I was looking for something to make me feel better. And I found something that in the short term worked. For a little while, my drug of choice seemed like it helped. I felt better.
Yeah, numbed the pain.
It numbed the pain. But the problem is it worked until it didn't. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, it was causing far more problems than it was solving. But in a weird way, the problem wasn't the drug itself. The problem was the combination of people, places, and things, environments, and bad relationships that led to me needing that drug to begin with.
I think you're absolutely right on that. And one of the things it might sound like we're saying, and we kind of are, is that this problem is bigger even than a drug. You didn't necessarily, as we're pointing out, you have an addiction, that's not necessarily a drug problem as much as it is that was your stopgap solution to the life problems you had. And that may sound like a big, hairy thing, but the good news on that, what we're going to give you some more when we come back to the show, is that those are manageable things.
Yeah.
Drug addiction by its very nature became unmanageable. That's definitionally what an addiction is. It started taking over for you instead of you running it. So one of the main things on the other side of the recovery, one of the very positive things, is you being in control of your life, you doing things the way you want to do, you having the strength to do life the way you want to do it. We're going to give you some more on that when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Oh, Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and Roll Radio.
And Jed Brewer.
You don't sound terribly excited about Rock and Roll Radio, Glenn.
Rock and Roll Radio.
Well, neither did the Ramones, to be fair. Excited is not really a word. Jed, you ever just have a Ramones song and say, oh, this guy's just sound glad to be here.
I want to be excited.
Making fun of the Ramones. We know how to do rock and roll radio. So we're also answering a question that our friend wrote into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, and they say, okay, I've been off drugs for like a couple of days, and I'm having a rough time. How do I do this? How do I keep going? And Glenn, one of the, you mentioned earlier having someone to talk to, and there actually are places you can go to do that. What's the importance of a meeting, something like that?
Well, I think the main thing is that you get to hear other people's stories, and you see how you're not alone in your struggle. You hear how other people have had to overcome those obstacles and how they've dealt with that. The way that they handled that by telling themselves a certain thing that you can tell yourself that allows you to overcome it in the same way. So I think the main thing is finding those meetings, and of course you have information on those meetings.
Why, indeed we do. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you can go to ChicagoNA.org. NA stands for Narcotics Anonymous. It is kind of the same 12-step theory and a branch of Alcoholics Anonymous, but deals specifically with narcotic abuse. You can also call their helpline, 708-848-4884. That number again, 708-848-4884, ChicagoNA.org. But Jed, of course, you don't recover by doing the exact same things you used to do plus meetings.
Nope.
We need to make some other changes. And what are those?
Well, we talked in the last segment about there were people and places and things that led to you needing a drug to help to begin with. Well, now we want new people, new places, new things in our life. We want a different life to go along with the sobriety. And part of that is fun. Here's the weird thing is a lot of people take drugs thinking it's going to be fun. It isn't.
Right.
Unless you really think vomiting's fun.
I mean, if you're into vomiting, we don't judge. It's whatever you're into.
Right.
But if you're not, it's actually not. We need to learn how to have real, actual fun and real, actual good times in our life. And we have a suggestion for a way to start. Our friends, the band Comrades, kick butt band. You're going to hear them in just a second. Actually, we're going to play them in just a minute. They are going to play here in Chicago on November 13th at the Ginger Man Tavern. That's 3740 North Clark Street. Again, 3740 North Clark Street. Doors open at 6:30. They are our buddies. They are rocking. And you deserve to have a good time.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Always wanted to say that.
If you if you're working
you've had
hard,
other shows where you could have said that.
Yeah, I just didn't think to say it then.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes gotta let it out. But if you're working hard, if you're handling your recovery, you deserve to have a good time. This is one way to do that. Go see our buddies, Comrades, November 13th, Ginger Man Tavern. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. But whether you can make that show or not, you need fun in your life. You need new relationships, new people, new places, new things, and fun. Good, actual, real fun, just as you stay encouraged and stay positive as you're working on this recovery.
I think that's absolutely right. I think, as you're saying, even if you can't make it to the Comrade show, it's a great example of what we're talking about because you need fun, but you need stuff you enjoy.
Yeah.
This is the whole recovery thing does not mean you now have to wear a sweater vest and go to acoustic folk shows. That's
right.
Not your thing.
That's right.
There are people who are going to be positive and going to be and positive influences on you, that kind of change, who are just dressed the way you do, like the yep. music you do. It's just a positive thing instead of a negative, and that's what we want to be for you right here on the Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I am here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Gabba Gabba, hey.
And Jed Brewer.
Hey, Gabba Gabba.
Did you take a blow to the head?
Let me tell you what. There are Ramones fans out there that are just fired up.
You got your Keds and your leather jacket, and I salute you, sir.
I don't understand what any of this is going on, but I'm going to trust my co-host.
Sure.
So we've given our friend right into the bridge loud at gmail.com, which you're welcome to do if you have a question. And they say, okay, I've been off of drugs for like a couple of days and I'm having a rough time. How do I do this? How do I keep going? And, you know, we've given you some good stuff. We've given you some fun rock shows to go to. But now, dear listener, it's time to lean in to your radio receiver. It's time to, if you're driving, it's time to, you know, lean forward. Because we have something a little special for you. Something that's just between us. Something you might call a secret.
The secret sauce.
Absolutely right. And Glenn, you have been working with people in addiction really since you came to the city, so that's 25 years. And
yeah.
What are the extra boost, the secret sauce thing that people can have on this?
Well, when you go into your 12-step programs, one of the things that they'll tell you very early on is that you're looking for a power greater than yourself to help you deal with an addiction that you're powerless to overcome. And I think that can sometimes be antithetical to the way that we think about addictions. In order to get over an addiction, you just need to have a lot of gumption and willpower.
Just try real hard.
Yeah. That's not how it works. Now, you have to choose it every day. You make the decision every day, and that part is on you. But you need something beyond yourself, something bigger than yourself that you can lean on, that you can rely on, that you can draw on as a source of strength. Now, for us on this show, that's God. That's going to church. That's the Jesus stuff. That's the Bible stuff. That, for us, is the thing that has fueled us through all the changes that we want to make. We heartily recommend that to you. But one way or another, you need to find something that's bigger and greater than yourself. And as we were talking about before, having a person that you can go to and talk to about that stuff is really critical.
Absolutely. Jed, can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I love what Glenn said. I think when, for a lot of folks in addiction, they've let themselves down, they've let other people down, and they can feel like, you know, maybe nobody believes in me now. I'm trying to make this change, but I don't have a lot of people that really, you know, think I can do it. Here's what's awesome about a higher power, particularly when that higher power is God or Jesus, is God does believe in you. God knows exactly how bad it got. He knows exactly how many times you mess things up. He believes in you anyway. He loves you anyway. He's cheering you on anyway. And he wants to give you the strength that you need to face tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and the day after that, regardless of how many times you've had issues, you've had backslides, you've had mess-ups. That's been true in my life. I've messed up a lot of stuff, but God has kept believing in me, has kept loving me, and has kept cheering me on and wanting to give me that strength no matter what. If you want to do that for me, I know he'll want to do that for you too.
Absolutely right. We believe in you, too. That's why we're here to help you out every week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.